Marjorie Carroll will say good morning to first, who's manager of Tory Island Co-op. And I think from the get-go here, Marjorie, we understand people are entitled to and deserve time off or whatever it might be. This is not about any individuals. This is about, I suppose, contingency and organisation to cover any gaps that are in the services, Marjorie.
Oh, definitely. That's 100% correct. Everyone's entitled to their annual leave. And if someone's sick, they have to take sick leave as well. You know, so we're not disputing that fact at all. I suppose so, for anyone who doesn't understand how the system works here, it works on a 2 week on, 2 week off rota. So basically, we have a nurse who's finishing up today, and there was another nurse to replace her. And unfortunately, that nurse has called in sick. And we're left now in a position for the next couple of weeks that we won't have any nurses cover. Now, the nurse that's leaving, was due to leave today, has kindly said that they'll stay on for an extra day, and we'll probably have to come back a day early to try and help with the issues on the island. But like almost 2 weeks is an awful long time to be left without a nurse on the island. And unfortunately today as well, there was a serious mess up with a doctor coming to Tory Island. We're going to be left now with no doctor. For it'll be a month before we'll get the doctor back here again now. So, it'll be 2 weeks. So we'll be left for a month without any doctor on the island, which isn't great at all for the island. There's quite a lot of people sick here at the moment, and it's just quite shocking.
Yeah, it is. And, it's also not necessarily that the amount of people that might actually need the nurse or doctor in any group. It's also about a bit of health security as well. I'm sure it spikes anxiety, Marjorie, for people knowing that they don't have access to a nurse for a couple of weeks.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I suppose it's, if we had known yesterday, say, that there was the helicopter service cancelled, they made the HSE aware of it. Unfortunately, that message wasn't passed on to the doctor or to the nurse on the island or to ourselves. Unfortunately, the doctor was standing at the helipad in Fulcarra this morning and there was no helicopter turned up. If we had known in advance, we could have got that doctor onto Tory via the boat. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately now, what's happened is we're going to have to try and get the medications and on the boat and then distribute them to the islanders. I suppose it's communication, I think, is the key here. And unfortunately, there's something going amiss somewhere, and someone needs to take responsibility for Tory Island, because I feel myself as a parent of three young children, you're kind of left on your own here at the minute. And like 30 years ago, the service was better here. We have a fabulous building, but it's not utilised at all. Like,
yeah, and we hear conversations and look, anything that's progress is good, about, you know, encouraging people to the islands or repopulating them or investing money. Listen, when someone is thinking of moving to an island or staying on an island, we're not talking specifically about Tory in this instance, you know, access to a reasonable level of healthcare would be one of the first things that you look at, whether you're a healthy middle-aged person, an older person, or have young children. You know, we need to get the basics right.
Yeah, no, 100%. And yesterday, Minister Humphreys was in Aranmore and they launched the National Islands Policy, the 10-year plan. And as part of that, it's supposed to enhance health and wellbeing services on the islands. Like, all we're looking for, we're just looking for the basics here, you know, so we don't even have that. So I kind of think to myself, well, actually, maybe let's go back and start again, because we on Tory, we don't even have the basic services on the island here. And it's in 2023, it's absolutely disgraceful that we're left today. We have no doctor. If we had known in advance, we could have got the doctor in on the boat. Yeah. We would have, there's a full clinic, there's quite a lot of people, as I said earlier, quite a lot of people sick. So what those people are going to have to do now is they're going to have to take their sick child or their sick parent or whatever on the boat, on the ferry, out to the mainland, queue up, take them back in. It's terrible. Like, it really, really is shocking.
And it is down to organisation. I don't know how many nurses would be required for cover. I mean, listen, say, for instance, there were three nurses, like two rotated on and off and one for cover, and all of them come down with something. People would understand that, right? But Marjorie, this is this is about someone saying, how important is it to have nurse cover on Tory Island? And someone has decided, well, we can't move A to B and C to D and so on and so forth. This is an organisation issue here. Do we know what the rota is and the cover for that rota? Because that's what needs to be looked at here, I think, clearly.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, 2 years ago, we had a meeting, there was HSE staff came in and it was discussed. And I remember thinking at the time, oh God, do we really need that? They were talking about having three nurses covering Tory. But that was 2 years ago. Now, it's probably, that is what we need. But there's been no talk of that since. We thought 2 weeks ago that we got someone on Tory who was a native Tory elder who moved back, that they're recovering. Now, they obviously have to have their time off as well. They can't be here 24/7, you know, 7 days a week. So we thought, well, this isn't now our problems are resolved. But actually, they're not, because we still don't have any cover if people are off sick or if they have bereavements in the family. People are entitled to be off, you know, take leave. But that means that we're still left with no cover. So what the HSE are telling us this morning is we have sent out emails. We can't get anyone to come to Tory to cover for you, unfortunately. And that's basically where we're left. So basically anyone who's from Tory who's listening out there today, we are on our own here, basically, and that's just unfortunate the way it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you feel that anyone's sick at all, the best place to head is to the mainland, because at the minute we have no cover on Tory Island, and it's disgraceful in this day and age.
Yeah, and there's also presumably people going out to visit the island as well. You know, it's not just the population that lives there all the time. The population, I presume, grows somewhat in June, July and August. Right, Marjorie, I'm not sure what we can do except make inquiries and hopefully put the pressure on. I know you are and some politicians are as well, to try and get the situation sorted. This is people's health and well-being, and there's no point paying lip service to the islands and not getting the basics right, I think really is would be my view on it, Marjorie.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not looking for months. All we're looking for is the basic services, the basic services that we would have had years ago. There's talk of, you know, e-health. There's talk about enhancing well-being, all of that. Look, all we're looking for this morning is the basic services on the island for the islanders. And as you said, we could have 150 here during the winter months. This time of the year, going right up June, July and August, that could go up to 400 per day, you know, so... You know, it is increasing, you know, every weekend now you see an increase in people coming to the island. So, yeah, it's definitely, it's a major issue.